Unit 6. Korea. Getting jobs. 2. Talking about graduation. Mike is going to pack up his stuff and say goodbye to his university life. He and his friend Linda are talking about graduation, particularly about their thesis defense. Listen to the conversation and answer the following questions.
Hi, Mike. Long time no see. What's up with you?
Hi, Linda. I'm busy packing up my stuff and moving out of the dorm.
I forgot it's time for the graduates to leave school. Have you got everything done?
Too many things are waiting to be done. It's a mess.
Well, a new way of life is starting.
Yeah, time to say goodbye to my university life.
So, how was your thesis defense?
Not bad. I've been working on my thesis for quite a long time, and the questions asked were not very hard. I was a bit nervous, though.
Well, oral defense is always somewhat challenging.
It definitely is. You see, you've got to face the students, the thesis director, the readers from inside the department, and the defense committee from outside the department.
And they come all the way to argue with you.
Actually, many of my points didn't withstand argument.
So before going into a defense, make sure that your advisor thinks the thesis is defensible. If not, revise it again.
Anyhow, it's over. I'm looking forward to my new life. I think it's going to be a lot of fun living alone off campus.
At least you'll have much more freedom.
That's what I think too.
Hi, Mike. Long time no see. What's up with you?
Hi, Linda. I'm busy packing up my stuff and moving out of the dorm.
I forgot it's time for the graduates to leave school. Have you got everything done?
Too many things are waiting to be done. It's a mess.
Well, a new way of life is starting.
Yeah, time to say goodbye to my university life.
So, how was your thesis defense?
Not bad. I've been working on my thesis for quite a long time, and the questions asked were not very hard. I was a bit nervous, though.
Well, oral defense is always somewhat challenging.
It definitely is. You see, you've got to face the students, the thesis director, the readers from inside the department, and the defense committee from outside the department.
And they come all the way to argue with you.
Actually, many of my points didn't withstand argument.
So before going into a defense, make sure that your advisor thinks the thesis is defensible. If not, revise it again.
Anyhow, it's over. I'm looking forward to my new life. I think it's going to be a lot of fun living alone off campus.
At least you'll have much more freedom.
That's what I think too. 4. Getting your first job. Read the passage and do the exercises.
As a student, looking for your first job can seem like a frightening task. It is hard to begin with. So how do you go about getting your first job? The most important steps in going to get your first job take place before you even head out the front door. You need to prepare for what you're about to do. Put together a resume. There are two reasons. First, it shows the prospective employer that you've put some effort into finding a job. Second, it shows that you want the employer to remember you. Having a printed resume sets you apart from the crowd. Even if you have no work experience, you can still give the employer an idea of who you are and what your strengths are. Once you have a resume in hand, it's time to start your job search. It's currently an employer's market, so what you want may have to be secondary to filling an already existing need. Tailor your resume and cover letter to the job that you're applying for as best as you can. Sometimes you just have to send out a resume and hope that someone responds. Don't be discouraged. It's natural for this process to take a while. Many college graduates insist on working in a particular field for months. Make it a goal to send out at least 3 resumes and letters a day, even if they aren't your ideal jobs. Since there's no way of knowing how long a job search will go on, make use of networking. many people get their jobs through referrals of this kind. 5. Read me.
Bosses versus workers. When I take a long time to finish, I'm slow. When my boss takes a long time, he's thorough. When I don't do it, I am lazy. When my boss doesn't do it, he's busy. When I do something without being told, I'm trying to be smart. When my boss does the same, he takes the initiative. When I please my boss, I'm brown-nosing. When my boss pleases his boss, he is cooperating. When I make a mistake, I'm an idiot. When my boss makes a mistake, he's only human. When I'm out of the office, I'm wandering around. When my boss is out of the office, he's on business. When I do well, my boss never remembers. When I do wrong, he never forgets.
Starting one's own business. 2. Running a business is risky.
Jack is talking to Lucy about his current job as a freelance photographer. Although running a business is risky, Jack holds that there's nothing more exciting than being his own boss. Listen to the conversation and answer the following questions.
Jack, how do you like your job?
Well, as you know, I'm a freelance photographer, as I hate the 9-to-5 job routine. I work for different magazines. I travel a lot and enjoy every minute of it. I take good pictures for good money.
You seem to have no complaints about your job. Jack, you have your own business. Do you find running a business risky?
Of course. Even though you don't know whether you'll earn or lose money, for me there's nothing more exciting than being your own boss.
Do you mean you'll run your own business all your life?
If you're employed by someone else, you know that you'll always get paid, but there is also the possibility of getting fired or laid off.
There's definitely something in what you're saying. Jack, how do you like your job?
Well, as you know, I'm a freelance photographer, as I hate the 9-to-5 job routine. I work for different magazines. I travel a lot and enjoy every minute of it. I take good pictures for good money.
You seem to have no complaints about your job. Jack, you have your own business. Do you find running a business risky?
Of course. Even though you don't know whether you'll earn or lose money, for me there's nothing more exciting than being your own boss.
Do you mean you'll run your own business all your life?
If you're employed by someone else, you know that you'll always get paid, but there is also the possibility of getting fired or laid off.
There's definitely something in what you're saying.
4. Bankroll your own business. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Bootstrapping, when it comes to starting your own business, refers to getting yourself up and running with as little outside help as possible. This means not borrowing much money, not taking on outside investment, and relying solely on your own skills, money, and efforts to get things done. It can be a hard row to hoe, and you can count on quite a few bumps along the way. As an entrepreneur right in the middle of bootstrapping my own business, I've got a bit of experience, and I thought it might be interesting to share some tips and some of the lessons I've learned so far. Make sure it's right. Before you set out to fund your own business, you need to really think about if it's right for you. Some businesses lend themselves to bootstrapping more easily than others. For example, a skill or service-based business you can do from a home office is a good bet. Have some money in the bank. Anytime you're going into business on your own, you'll want to have some reserves saved up. This is even more important if you're planning on funding your own efforts. You may be taking on a bit of debt, but the idea is to pay for as much as you can out of your own pocket. This means saving up before you begin. Don't avoid risks. Great things don't come without some risks. It might be scary, but you're going to have to put yourself on the line if you want to bankroll your own business. If you're not willing to take risks, you might not want to start your own business. Set attainable goals. It's important to set small, short-term goals that are easy to meet. When bootstrapping, you're going to have to take it pretty slow, but you'll always want to feel like you're making progress. Don't overgoal yourself. Keep it simple at the beginning. Educate yourself on the business. If you're starting your own business, you probably have the core skills you need to succeed. One thing you might not have is the business know-how. It's very important to learn as much as you can about the business aspects of your industry as well as general business topics. Stay positive. You should do your best to be positive in the face of adversity. There may be times when money is really tight and you'll have to be willing to work through them and keep smiling the whole time. Starting a business can be hard, and it may be even harder if you bootstrap. However, hard work brings great rewards. Keep at it, have fun with it, and best of luck!
Vocabulary. New words.
Stuff.
Graduate.
Challenging.
Withstand.
Advisor.
Defensible.
Revise.
Anyhow.
Frightening.
Perspective.
Employer.
Secondary.
Tailor.
Discouraged.
Networking.
Referral.
Risky.
Freelance.
Photographer.
Routine.
Earn.
Bankroll.
Bootstrap.
Solely.
Hoe.
Bump.
Entrepreneur.
Bet.
Scary.
Attainable.
Core.
Know-how.
Adversity.